Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, January 7th, 2018. Pastor Paul Talbert.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God's word for our meditation is from Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 2. And it talks about things going on. It talks about real life. It talks about how you and I went through November and December. I don't know about your house, but in our house, we were planning all sorts of things. We were planning for the kids to come. And for the grandkids to come, it'd be the first time in years that the whole family was together in one place. Well, that takes a little bit of planning. Not planning for us to try to figure out how to get there, but planning once they're there, where do they sleep, what do they eat, all that kind of scheduling goes on. When you and I are getting ready for Christmas, come here to church, we plan, we prepare, we make sure that things are in place. In fact, as Christians a long time ago said, you know, we need to make sure we don't lose sight of what happened on Christmas. And so they invented those thing called Advent services, midweek services. Whoa. In a busy time of year, they put in one more thing to make sure that we would not get so caught up with the busyness that we forget the reason why, the baby Jesus. Well, now it's Epiphany, planning for Epiphany. Oh, there's other plans going on. We have to plan to take down the stuff so that all the church can get ready for a non-Christmas Sunday. Oh, man, there go the lights. Until next year, they got to be planned, put away somewhere so they can be taken out at the right time next year. All this planning. That's what God is telling us right here in Ephesians chapter 3, that He is the God who plans things. It's purposeful love. Purposeful love. Purposeful love that is acting right now. Purposeful love acting now. P-L-A-N. Plan. Watch this. The Apostle Paul said, "Surely you have heard of the administration of God's grace given to me for you, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. And when you read this, you'll be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. This mystery was not made known to people in past generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. And this mystery is that in Christ Jesus, the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, people who also share in the promise through the gospel." There's a lot in that, huh? What did I just say? Yeah. Kind of like this. God is a God who plans. He is full of purpose in his planning. But it's not just a planning to show his power and how detailed he is. It's a planning full of purpose in love. What does that mean? In the weeks before Christmas, in Bible history class, the children come in here and we're learning again. And every December, I teach them again all about Jesus Christ and his birthday. And this time I said, you know what happens? By the time you're out of eighth grade, you're going to hear this again and again. A whole month is spent on that with me in Bible history class. Then you're going to hear it from your parents. Then you're going to be involved in some kind of a Christmas thing for Christmas Eve, some kind of a program to share again the same good news. And you're going to hear it again and again and again your whole life long. When I was in high school, I'm just telling you right now, straight off, when I was in high school, I went brain dead. I thought, well, I've heard it enough. I know everything now. And I don't have to learn anymore because I can't learn anymore because it's the same thing over and over and over again. And the children in Bible histories, yeah, got you there, Pastor. Mm-hmm, yeah, I understand. I'm right where you're at, yeah. So I shared with them some of the things about planning that God put in one part of his word that sometimes when you start to taste it, it's like, whoa, it's an amazing thing. Remember Matthew? Matthew, the guy who records the coming of the wise men? Go back a few steps, they're looking for Jesus. Jesus who was born. Go back a few steps more. He was born and he was, the Lord announced it with a star in the east. I asked the children in Bible history, I just did what I did with you. I asked them, were Joseph and Mary rich or poor? And they all said, poor. I said, why? How do you know they're poor? Well, all the shows show them and they're in rags and they're working hard for a living and they're just poor. I said, okay, what does God's word say? Because shows could show things, all sorts of things. But what does God's word say? God's word doesn't change. So what does God's word say? Well, they read Matthew. Didn't say anything about them being poor in Matthew. So how do I know that they're poor? You go back to what the scriptures said. The scriptures had lined up, God had lined up a series of sacrifices. So when you gave birth to your firstborn, a child, you had to buy him back. And you offered up a lamb and you slaughtered the lamb in the place of the son. Or you slaughtered the goat in the place of the son. And then the Lord has in his word, unless you're poor, if you can't afford a lamb, two pigeons are fine. Two turtle doves, they're okay. Now fast forward centuries. Mary and Joseph, 8 days, trying to circumcise a baby and offer up the sacrifice. What did they do? They offered up two turtle doves. Mary and Joseph were poor. They couldn't travel. There was a hardship to even get to Bethlehem when they were told to go there by the Roman government, but they did. They stayed there for a while. They're poor. They're working for a living. He's probably scraping it from day to day. And he knows that their child is God in the flesh. An angel told him. An angel revealed it also to Mary. They know their scriptures. Whoa, okay, but... So how is Joseph the stepdad doing and how is Mary the single mom doing? It's really hard, right? They do not know politically what's going on. How in just a short while, Herod's going to get wind of this baby being born and what it all means. And that means that there's going to be some terrible things coming down their way. Because Herod is about ready to kill every baby 2 years old and under. But Mary and Joseph don't know this. Baby Jesus is just a little child by now. He doesn't know this because he's growing up in wisdom just like you and I grew up in wisdom. But God knows. God has purposeful love acting right now. God made sure that this message about the Jesus Christ, the Christ being born, was proclaimed probably by Daniel in Babylon. And the Jews who were there during the time of the deportation to Babylon. And the word stayed there. And the word created faith in the hearts of those magi. So they are also looking for this mysterious king who's going to come. Then what happens? The star appears. They start to come. And they come to where the house where the child was. Wow. And they saw him and they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Really expensive stuff. So here's Joseph and Mary. They're just blown away. There's a knock on the door in the morning and there's all these people there. Strange looking people, strange talking people. And they're giving gifts, bowing down and worshiping their baby Jesus. It's not so much a baby anymore, it's a child. Well, what's up with that? And as they're looking at that, they do not know yet that they are in danger until the Lord sends his angel to Joseph and says, get up and go now. The child's life is in danger. You have to leave now. There is no time to go to the ATM to make a quick cash withdrawal. They had to leave. But they were poor. Oh, they were poor. Now they got money dripping all over them. They have gold, they have frankincense, they have myrrh. They can go anywhere they want. The Lord says, get down to Egypt. So they said, yes, and they went down to Egypt. That's how the Lord plans. Centuries in the making. Purposeful love. He wants you and I to know that he has everything covered. Purposeful love, and it's enacting right now. You and I don't see it acting. Mary and Joseph didn't see it. Mary and Joseph did not know why the Lord made them poor. See, the Lord says in his word, he makes people rich, he makes people poor. So he says, don't get so caught up on whether someone has a lot of money or not. Because the Lord is in charge of that. That's his plan. Plan. Purposeful love acting right now. So now you know. That's God's plan. That's how he worked it out, so that you and I would hear this good news that Jesus Christ is for us. The Apostle Paul, he started off life as a normal little Jew boy, growing up, learning all those things you're supposed to learn. What happened? He figured out that those Christians were against Moses, and so he set out to slaughter Christians. But God's plan was different. Purposeful love in action went after Saul, not to strike him dead, but to reach his heart, turn him around, and turn him into the world missionary that he became. That's not what you and I would have thought. But that's God's purposeful plan. His plan of loving us, putting that love into action right now. And so right now, as you're sitting here, just so you know, you are here because God brought you here. I am alive because God wants you to hear God's word from my lips right now. From the book of Ephesians, which God caused to be written by the Apostle Paul and preserved for centuries of time. You are in that plan. So look around. How is God using you? How are people seeing that purposeful love of God acting out right now in your life? That's the kicker, right? That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where faith goes into action. And this is what he says. He did this so that through his gathered believers, the multifaceted wisdom of God in the heavenly places might now be made known to the rulers and authorities. And this was done in accordance with the eternal purpose that God accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him, we can freely approach God with confidence through faith in him. So what that says is, when you're working out God's plan in your life, when you are aware that God is using you in whatever way, it might be big, it might be small, in whatever way God is using you, you have the same permission, encouragement, invitation to come to God's throne of grace and ask the creator of the universe for anything to carry out his plan. How awesome is that? God grant that we do that this week for Jesus' sake. Amen.